you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, fellow addicts? This is Shannon, the producer of The SDR Show. On today's episode, we have super hot porn star Kylie Rocket, along with hilarious comedian and host Zach Amico, joining Ralph Sutton and Big J Okerson in studio for a brand new, really fun game show type episode. First, they catch up. They talk about meeting Kylie at the AVN Awards, and more importantly, Paco meeting Kylie at the AVN Awards. And then they play a game where they try to guess which items are on or not on Kylie's Amazon wish list, which results in Kylie getting a bunch of presents and getting super naked. So make sure to watch this episode. Also, please know we do this show twice a week, every single week, Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You can watch it live for free over there at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. But if you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code SDR, you'll get a 1 week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode we've ever done, access to the live chat, and all the other amazing shows on the Gas Digital Network, all for free, risk-free for 1 full week. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, tell a friend, do all that good stuff to help us out. It helps the show to grow. And that's it. Enjoy the show, guys. Here it is, the Kylie Rocket and Zach Amico episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's hard, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
Okay. Hey now. Hello there. Hello.
Does the song
hello.
Say it's art, it's fart?
It's art, it's fart. Did you just realize that? It's been the fucking same song for fucking 5 years.
I thought it was smart.
There's nothing smart about this show.
I could have told you that one, but
I wouldn't describe the show as fart either.
I didn't write the lyrics.
If I had to put one of the other books, yeah. I'm going fart. Yeah.
It's not art either, though.
Yeah.
Real so nice, dude.
I've never seen a porn star on the show pull something out of her ass and go, I'm afraid she's going to smart.
We had a girl fart contest once when we took those
the pills to see if it makes your fart smell.
There's like a pill you take that's supposed to make your fart smell.
And
like
it
roses.
Fucking worked.
It did.
Really?
I could not believe it worked.
Unless she had a rose up her ass. I don't know the logistics. I don't want to see how the sausage is made.
I'm not a scientist.
It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. With me in a beautiful Wu-Tang red hoodie, it is Mr. Big J. Okerson.
What up, dude?
To my right, hasn't been on the show in a while. The one that always sticks out of me is the time that we did, what's his name? The wrestler who just fucking
Chris
was
Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
Not care for me.
Was just
didn't care for the cut of my gym chair.
For the cut of your gym. Co-host of Rap, the host of Zach's Midnight Spook Show, and co-host of Bye Guys. It is Zach. How are you, buddy?
Great to be here. Thank you, Ralphie.
Good to see you, too. And then we met you at the... by the way, I was corrected in this a couple times now. We didn't meet you at the AVNs. We met
the Expo.
The Expo. I keep calling that the AVN, and I was...
The AVN
Expo. The AVN Expo.
I know, but I just said AVN,
I'd
and apparently
say
that's
AVN.
Wrong.
That's
why they don't
say.
Invite you
I
back,
met you
Ralph.
I met you at AVN. That's
yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah.
That's probably the reason we fucking lost, Ralph.
Shannon,
same,
who...
because I didn't win either.
Who corrected us, Shannon? Was it Lainey that got mad?
Yes, I had a talking to because of how I put it on the image.
Yeah, like
for the
anyone's going to say, oh, that was the Expo.
Yeah,
how
the funniest.
Yeah.
I wish we had in time or were able to recreate the moment of, because Romy Chase was sitting with us.
Yeah.
And she was up for BBW of the year, and we were podcast of the year. And it was, they were fan awards only, so they didn't do like the, we didn't get our moment of like,
oh, did we
it's
win?
Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, who's coming in? Is it going to be us or them or whatever? It just says.
We don't even know who them was.
It just shoots rapid fire who won and not. And just us in a row sitting there. And it was Romy Chase. And it was like, BBW of the year, not her. And she was like, Polish. She's like, oh. And then like, and then I was kind of like, I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny. And then 2 seconds later, it was like, and podcast of the year, not you guys. I'm like, aw. And then they were like, and then I swear to you,
we
they were like,
the last one.
And they were like, and good night.
Yeah.
Get back into the world.
I think you're being nice. I don't even think they said good night. They just said podcast of the year wasn't us. And the lights went up. And it was like the end of it. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah. I lost two, so I was like, aw, two.
Were you at least named as one of the nominees?
I was, for one. I was up for four nominations, but only one of them were presented. There was the other ones were presented at the end, so they weren't, you know, presented. This is on by
the
stage.
Also, are you the face of like advertising for something, or were you on the screens?
I was the Naked Trophy Go show. I was on the screens.
You were in the skits.
Yeah, in the skits. Yeah, yeah. Well, I was in a lot for ABN actually.
Did you bang Matt Rife? Okay. Say no.
Did what?
Did you bang Matt Rife, the host?
No, I wish.
Really? Oh God.
No,
that makes
I did
sick.
Not.
Mm-hmm. That you wish.
The wish part hurt.
The wish part
I
really
wish,
hurt.
Though. I mean, he's hot, but now I'm annoyed. You know, he could always get it.
Let me ask you this question.
She's gonna come watch me do comedy Friday, maybe.
Okay, good. But this is important to me because there's a little bit on how the sausage is made. So you were in the Naked award reading things, right, at the end?
Yeah, at the Naked Trophy Go show.
How early did you read that? Because we were losing. We lost in that thing. And that was made beforehand. So how early did you know?
I didn't know the winners. Because the winners, the guy was the one who read them out.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Gary Miller. He was the one who did the AVN show.
Okay.
And I did the recordings like before, but not the winners. Oh, okay. So, yeah, he didn't want me to know because he would obviously know that I would tell someone.
Right, okay, that's just interesting.
Me too. Don't give me a secret.
But he now wants me to record them because now that the winners are known, he wants me to redo them. So there's a girl voice throughout the whole show.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I might read them again.
May I ask an ignorant question? They ended the show on the awards, just announcing a bunch of awards, maybe 20 awards.
And just like, thank you, good night, and the lights came on.
Yeah.
Of all people, shouldn't the porn industry know how to end on a big pop? What a fucking terrible.
It was like the Kaylani
show. That would be like if he fucked a girl and then for 5 minutes jerked his soft dick.
It was a real dry.
And then the credits quit.
I do think I could make it fun.
I don't think you can. I'll tell you why. They won't let you make it fun. They won't let you make it fun.
I bet I can. Like,
what would you do?
They take the whole thing too seriously. That's
one. I'd work the audience much more.
I don't know. That's gonna go great.
Did you guys go to X-Men? No,
I've seen videos of people do it.
I know what. They don't want. That has been made clear from Dave Attell.
They don't want fun.
Well,
Ralph,
I won't do it.
I'd love you to do it, but they don't.
If you guys went to X-Biz is actually 10 times better. It was very interactive with the crowd and the audience.
Is there an award show?
Yeah, there was an award show. Oh. And it was in L.A., not in Vegas.
Yeah.
But the expo even had there was a stage and it was very interactive with the people in the audience.
And can I ask you, do they have fun awards? Well. Like these awards would take themselves too seriously.
The X-Biz was fun. X-Biz was a lot of fun and a lot of people won.
Everyone's kind of home in LA.
So it was a lot. I love the X-Biz 10 times better. So if you guys get a chance, definitely go to X-Biz.
Ralph says I won't be able to do a good job.
Some of those videos, Greg Fitzsimmons had a tough time. Over like not even that bad jokes.
I know all those things.
The funniest is Otto and George because he starts to bomb.
Yeah.
And the puppet just goes, "Attention, cocksuckers!"
By the way, I might be wrong. Which then it's also a funny video of me just eating a fat dick at the AVN. But I think I can do a good job.
I mean, I think here's the question though, Jay. Let me ask you this because what's the guy's name that we had on that did some of the writing? What was his name? The guy that did the show,
Youngblood.
Andrew. Right? Andrew Youngblood. He said that they have to prove every single fucking joke.
Yeah, sure.
How do you do that?
So horribly. It's a horrible thing.
It's a process.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so there's a legal team involved sometimes.
Oh, wow.
That's the part I think is going to be, unless you just go off script right away.
Nah, we got him, dude. I'll tell them I'm saying whatever they think I'm going to say, and then I'll go say whatever.
That's the only way I see it working.
Once it's happening, it's already happened.
Yeah. That's the only way I see it working.
Mr. Oakerson, the word is ebony.
Sir, it's not NBC. It's BBC.
BBC.
Yeah, it's not BNC. It's BBC.
That's a bank.
No, I don't. I think I'd have fun with it.
I think you really would. If they give you carte blanche.
I also know enough of the. I know like not a decent, but I'd say a decent amount of the girls there now that also I think kind of know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be received pretty good. I think.
I hope
maybe
so.
Maybe I'd eat you. By the way, they're knocking on my door yet. So
did you put it out there to your team?
Yeah. I told them I would do it.
I mean, it's pretty exciting.
I have a special coming out there worried about right now.
By the way,
let's worry about that then.
Just on a completely 180 of that, I haven't seen Alex in a couple of weeks for some reason. I didn't realize how close she is to popping right now. It's pretty wild.
7 months now.
It's pretty wild. I'm like, the first guest.
I keep giving him so much dad advice, which is so funny. I sound like an old man. I'm like, every day is going to be a treasure.
Oh, boy. Aww. That's nice. Look at them all. What are they all gathered around?
My daughter's 20, so those days are over. I still tuck her in, though.
I wonder who they're talking to.
And I just, I don't know. That looks like they're all deeply involved in a conversation. Probably with the dude you came in with.
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening right
Tony,
now.
Tony, what's being short with a big, huge dick like?
How come I'm not short with
a big huge dick?
Why are they all passing around these two fingers?
And then one last thing, we'll get into this game. But we did it pre-tape today, me and Shannon. With
how dare you?
James came in, you know, and
the
band was called The Trues, right? Okay. And they were like big in Canada for a while, cool band. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen this happen except when Stephen Dorff was on. But Stephen Dorff is already a good looking dude, right? And then when he sang, Shannon got all swoony because he could sing and play guitar, right? But this band, I could tell Shannon did not give a fuck. And then he starts singing, and I just saw it in Shannon's face. I mean, Shannon. Did you not immediately, like, she just became a different person?
Yeah, I was like, all of a sudden, it registered to me that there were people here. I was like,
it was wild to watch.
Because usually, like, when there is a band, because I have a very specific taste in music, and so if it's a band you think I will like, you tell me, and so you didn't mention anything to me, so I'm not expecting to like the music. And when they started singing, I was like, holy crap. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, the lead singer is good.
Yeah, he's good looking. He had dreamy eyes, too. He's a good looking dude.
Shannon, you're a sucker for a ballad.
What'd you say, Jay?
You're so fickle.
I am. That's the problem.
Now, if you found out he was single, I don't know if he is, but would you?
No, I said fickle.
Would you? would you follow them online and maybe try and make something happen, or no?
I don't know. Actually, I'm
shoot your shot, dog.
I don't know. I have to watch maybe some more YouTube videos and stuff. I haven't even followed them.
Come on, you
can
get a Truzy song about it or whatever they call.
How great would that be if the Truzies came out?
Shannon,
sing a song about you.
Shannon, you're a Staten Island man.
Yeah, Shannon, I remember when your titties opened the door before you came in the room.
I would like to hear that song. Okay, so here's what we're doing.
It's a long title. Yeah. Before you came in the room is in parentheses.
It's shorter. So. We were perusing your profile and noticed that you had an Amazon wish list.
Yes.
Right? As all us hot chicks do.
As all the hot chicks do.
Of course. Which a lot of my stuff at home have actually
been purchased by people.
Yes.
Did you get that pallet of Fiji water I sent you? Good. Good.
Yes, they do ask me that. Even a rug.
Give some away.
So the idea we came up with,
pay it forward.
And I don't remember. I don't know who it was that actually came up with the idea. I think I don't know who it was, but the idea is we're going to look at items. Shannon put together a list of items.
Okay.
And the three of us have to decide collectively, is it something on your wish list or not? And if we're right, you have to take off an item of clothing. In theory.
Oh my God.
In
Ralph,
theory,
you are classless.
And if you're wrong, Jay or I is going to have to buy the thing. I'm not going to exact buy it. He's a co-host.
Okay.
He's a guest host on the show. And that's going to be the game. It's a stupid. I don't know. We even come up with a name.
Might be the first time I ever get to buy Magnum condoms, dude.
Have you guys seen my wish list already?
No, not at all.
No,
not at all. I wouldn't cheat.
I thought you were perusing it. You fucking liar.
No, they were right there. That what's his name?
I don't know.
Omri goes. Oh, she has a wish list.
What is it? Late 2000s model Mercedes.
Yeah. By the way, Shannon, I hope you didn't pick anything that is too fucking ridiculous.
Shannon, with your titties popping out the door.
I don't think I have much ridiculous stuff. I have like more. I'm not even gonna say because then you guys are gonna.
But before we even get into it, I feel like we didn't even ask you some stuff.
So that was fun stuff. Dental dams.
What were you nominated for? I know we probably took that on ABN, but
I was nominated for best boy girl girl scene, mm-hmm. So best threesome, best. Oh my God, it's been like so long. Best solo tease, best girl scene,
mm-hmm.
And best all girl around, which I think is like four girls. Mainly girls. I love to work with girls.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So
is
Ralph.
Yeah.
So do I. Yeah.
And,
that's the other thing, by the way.
Take it or leave it.
None of the AVN awards were fun, like biggest hog or biggest load, like something fun.
They weren't fun.
Nothing fun about it.
They
only gave out like six awards, maybe, actually.
Yeah, I don't know why they think they're trying to treat it like the Emmys. Just have fun with it.
No, that's why I'm saying
it's the
porn
awards.
Was 10 times better. It was fun. You guys should definitely go. There was like singing involved. And
well,
there
when
was
you heard it,
Joanna Angel
let him know I'm willing
and
to host.
Small yeah. Hands hosted it.
Who?
Joanna Angel and
Small Hands. Oh, okay.
So
she loves
they
my
were
comedy.
Really fun.
Shannon, not right now, but make a note to look and see if they even do a podcast award. I don't know if they do.
They probably should.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Well, they have Expo. They have an Expo for XBiz.
Right.
So you could probably like
do. We get written up in XBiz weekly.
Weekly. We get written up in XBiz. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We get written up in XBiz a lot. Yeah. So
it's always a fun thing. Is, did you know that Kiss of Sins loves riding horses? That was some fun thing. This just in.
Oh, and by
breaking
the way,
news
on the episode. So we're doing this episode after all the AVN ones air, and the one with us bringing on two porn stars that I want to date with and talk about where they went wrong comes out this right now. It's coming out tonight.
Oh shit!
Why aren't we live tonight?
It's next
because
week.
Because it's next week. Next week. Because we're running all the AVN ones first, so we're recording shows.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Makes all the sense in the world.
How dare you? You see how he raises his voice at me?
I see
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes Jay gets loud enough to put him in his place. That's what happens.
For 2 years, he was my daddy dom.
Do you
and
like
now
that,
he doesn't
though?
Get rid of it.
I feel like you like it.
Yeah. I'm wearing a butt plug he controls from his phone. Be gentle.
I just passed. I lost it once I heard
Ralph!
You.
Ralph! Settle down.
When I heard you wanted to doink the host of the event, AVNs, I punched out. That's really
Everybody wants to fuck Matt Rife. He's a
really?
Gorgeous lady.
I don't see it. And now
Matt's a good guy, like Matt. I saw Matt.
Like a nice guy.
I saw Matt.
Very
nice
sweetheart.
He's a sweetheart.
He could for sure get it, but
now he's for some reason always showing up on my fucking Instagram reels. I guess
because you've been saying his name and hugging yourself in a mirror. For
That's
weeks.
So weird how that works. You
They're
know,
always
the
listening.
Yeah, They're yeah. always yeah. listening. Always.
There
watching.
You go. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Gosh.
I didn't know he was built like that.
He's doing fine.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
He's just too pretty.
Shannon, do you have my shirtless picture? Don't, please. I beg you. Honestly, if you do have one, do not put it up at all.
It
doesn't
it,
exist.
Also, it goes back to what we talked. It's hard to be that good looking and want people to like you as a comic.
Well, it's hard to be good looking. And yeah, well, the thing is, you draw your audience. I assume Matt's audience, much like several comics, is a Chris D'Elia-esque audience right. of like 20-year-olds
yeah.
and shit.
Younger people.
That's a hard thing
girls,
to
that's
live,
not
right?
my. That's not my core audience. I was just grizzled truckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, but if you want to meet a lady who looks like Greg the Hammer Valentine, an Oakerson show,
my show is
the
place to be.
You.
Oh, yeah. You want to fuck a girl who looks just like me, but she's wearing a flannel vest? Well, then, let me give you my tour dates.
And amazed at how many fans that we said this last week or the week before that at AVN just look like variants of Jay. It was pretty fucking wild.
I was surprised how much I was recognized at those awards, but it was pretty.
It was like a Where's Walt.
A lot of crossover.
I thought it was him twice when I was. I'm like, because I'm bad.
On the last day, a guy brought something for me to sign. What? It's the porn awards, dude.
It was fucking crazy. All right, before we go any further, is this what I think it is?
Yes.
Oh man, you drank some tequila.
If you are over 21,
yes, it is,
and living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Oh. All the cool states.
I like how, by the way, James has not heard of the Delta 8 Empire.
The Delta 8 Vampire?
He's not heard of them.
Don't get cute with me, Ralph. What are you all whacked out on vapes and gummies?
Yes, from YoDelta.com, where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
But you have to be over 21, so none of Ralph's girlfriends can try it.
Not for at least 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Where's
the vampire with the statutory rape joke?
Oh, I lay low on the rapey stuff. I've got a couple of charges down in Louisiana. It's not your grandfather's Louisiana. Let's just say that.
Delta
That's
8.
Like Triple I got canceled. That was the mystery season.
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to almost every state, and it can really get you high at yodelta.com. You can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your stone needs. Which one do you use?
You said it, dog. Both. I chew the gummies while I vape.
That's the way to do it.
Sometimes I burn the gummies down in a spoon and boot them directly.
Oh, my God.
I don't recommend it.
It's probably not for the faint of heart.
But it does get you higher.
Go to YoDelta.com. They are the official sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code GAS. Get 25% off. Once again, 25% off. Promo code is GAS at YoDelta.com. Why?
Disclaimer, dum-dums. Don't boot melted gummies.
All right. Let's get back into this craziness. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to play this game. Shannon, how many...
I wish I wasn't fatter than you so I could say, where's Walrus?
Would have worked. Would have played out. Me and you were at the same Golden Corral, buddy. Don't worry.
All right, Shannon.
Just to specify the rules,
please do.
So, Zach, Ralph, and Jay, you guys have to come to a consensus.
We have to be a united front.
Yes, for each item. And then I have a whole bunch. I have, I think, 19 or 20. So we, well, let's say we'll go to 10, and then if you want to go longer,
we can
go longer. And
then we take a painkiller if we get it wrong? Yeah. If you brought painkiller?
I brought that fucking muscle relaxer.
If you wait, and if you guys get it right, I take a close.
See, I didn't say that because
I
respect you.
No, I said
that. I have like two or three, like four pieces.
Yeah, once I heard that
Ralph is Ron Jeremy's brother.
Once I heard she wants to do Matt Rife, you know, change the rules right away. I'm not giving Zachy any because he's dry. Do you want any?
Dry.
Oh, okay. I'm not drinking right now.
You want?
I thought you said drive. And I'm like, so am I, you piece of shit. You don't care about me driving?
Dry. Tequila. Tequila, silver.
Okay.
Little bit of fentanyl.
Just a smidge.
You're lying.
Of course. Well, you just cracked the bottle open. So, yeah, I am lying.
Yeah, I'm not drinking. But Ralph, you do have one of those.
Also, I'm happy to say.
I have 40 of them.
25 years of comedy. I've never dosed anyone with fentanyl, everybody.
All right, Chad.
Am I the only person?
Wait, we have to.
Am I the only person here who's done fentanyl on purpose?
Maybe, yeah.
It's awesome.
I bet, but I mean, like.
So then, why do
they always? So
but they say like they're like a fingernail can murder you. A little less than a fingernail is the best thing.
Do you remember
the
real dodgy black chick I used to bring around?
Yes.
Like the nose ring.
I do.
She used to have.
Did she do some light porn herself?
Yes, she did.
I do recall.
You remember her? She used to have lollipops made of fentanyl. They came.
Oh, those are the doses.
Oh, wow.
That's like the dose, though.
They
that the doctor
in a,
gives you.
A fanny pack with a big padlock on it.
What is that supposed to feel like, though?
It was really good.
Wow.
We would go out to nightclubs.
I brought him back to it.
Don't ask, Zach. Why don't you just listen to his catalog of songs he's written in his phone?
Okay.
Yeah, you would put, it was a lollipop, and you would put it in one side
Shannon,
of your mouth. And like 5 minutes later,
you
look like fucking JR from the WWE.
Gives you palsy face?
Because your whole side of your face would be numb.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
Shannon, before we play the game.
I'm afraid of hard drugs.
I forgot what's her name. Dropped off those t-shirts. What's, God damn it.
Ooh, Shannon.
Gigi
Dior.
Which a bit, she came to my shows out in
Can you grab them,
Jersey.
Please?
That was pretty cool. Right?
She just left a gift bag for me and you.
Oh.
And I didn't look at them yet.
Shannon.
Did you guys take your shot?
No, we can wait till we start the game.
You can take your shot if you want
no,
to.
No, wait. Yeah. Oh, wait. I thought you guys.
Ralph's forcing you to take your clothes off.
Yeah, for sure.
I have like four things. So
right,
like,
well, I guess we'll see what happens.
I guess Ralph's going
to
make
so
you
keep
playing.
So we just go on nude?
I'm going to keep looking at pictures of Matt Rife instead, for God's sake.
Ralph, get over this guy.
Right, that's you. That's
He's
me.
He's not into you.
Jay, I lost my bag, but let's see. This is from Gigi Dior.
That's cute.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I'm no Steve-O.
Wow,
yeah,
I like that.
Ralph, I can't see them on the camera, one of them.
It says, right. I'm no Steve-O.
I'm no Steve-O.
Yeah, that's from when she was on, I guess. That's cool.
I like that.
All right, I
She's
like
a
it.
Sweetheart. I met her and her husband in Jersey. They came to the Stress Factory.
She's a cool chick.
I have one gripe. Jay, so far what I've watched of all the AVN footage, I haven't seen you wear the hoodie I got you in any of
Shannon,
them.
Shannon, I literally just forgot to pack it.
Okay. Oh, snap.
I'll wear something big.
What happened to my leash? Do you still have that?
Oh, yeah. That was $200 I bought on an impulse purchase. I own that leash now.
The worst part was you didn't get to wear it on
the red carpet.
The red carpet. Forgot. That was the whole reason. Forgot it.
Well, I got sent on that Polish adventure.
That was also the worst. I wanted to hold Jay's hand the whole fucking time.
They made me walk with her. And then people keep, and so I'm just standing there, and people are like, let me see your ass, mama. And it's just posing on me, and I'm like, this isn't the porn star I would have picked. I said, funny, I knew my own insecurity. I think I said this to you when they were like, you're walking with Romy, and we met Romy on the show. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And they're like, yeah, if she's like actually like technically your date, because it was my plus one they used for her. And I was like, oh, man. Now everyone's going to be like, of course Jay's with a BBW porn star. Like, fuck you, man. I could have fucked the skinny one. Fuck you, dude.
Everyone's going. Jay's walking to
like BBW the year
like this. Go,
like BBW the year, not her. And I was like, I'm not going to console her.
That's funny.
All right, Shannon, let's get this bitch started.
Let's get this titty started.
Cheers, by the way. Let's start
cheers.
It out right.
Cheers.
Are we taking a shot first?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. Come on, the night's young. Don't be a puss. Ah.
Oh, that is because you know I teach kids in the morning.
Yeah. Wow, that was sexy.
Yeah, I'm real sexy out here.
All right, Shannon. And we have to come to a group consensus, the three of us.
And Kylie,
the rules,
on what item is correct.
Kylie, remember, you want them to get it wrong.
Yes.
So well, maybe she wants
to. Can I check to see?
Well, no, some
you're going to see. I'm going to show it on the screen.
Oh.
Oh, so you may not
you
know
if
it's even
remember?
On your list?
I'm pretty sure I know what's on
okay,
my list.
I know, though.
Well,
I,
Shannon
I
knows.
Don't give
so
us any clues.
Sure.
Shannon knows.
Okay.
Ready? Here's the first item.
Okay, what is that here?
It's vines for room decor.
So the vines, it's not the picture, it's the vines on the side, or
yes,
it's the whole thing?
The light up vines.
The light up
vines. Can I tell you why I say I think this is?
All right, let me tell you. Tell me why.
Kylie, don't give away things with your face.
Is she going like this?
Mm, I don't know if she was going like, yeah, but
it feels very girly.
I was going to say yes, and now I'm leaning towards no, but I feel like now she does want them.
Here's why. Here's why I think it's yes. You ready? It's number one bestseller in its category. So that was something she was looking for, and she went for the best one.
Or could it be that I was just searching random shit?
You're not that smart, Shannon.
It's going to be the top thing that comes up.
Shannon, number one, is smart. She is also lame enough to want this.
I do.
It's Shannon's wish list.
By the way, I am just taking everything from her wish list also, because I love everything she has.
Why not? Fucking Puerto Rican Christmas lights all year round.
I am Puerto Rican.
Well, boom. Boom. You know what? Yes, I'm with you now, Ralph. These are on her list.
These are on her list for sure. Zach,
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, you changed my
mind. What's the next thing? Is the next thing?
No, we're going one at a time.
I think it's on the list.
Is the next thing a yellow mesh tank top? That's also pretty Puerto Rican. A bag of oranges.
But also, here's the question.
Fuzzy dice.
Fuzzy dice.
Before we voted
a low rider,
is there any theory about maybe Shannon's going to purposely not start with one to kind of throw us off? Because another way to think about it.
What?
She's right away showing one on the list, I think, is too obvious.
But then she may have thought. Yeah, they're going to think that's up.
Yeah, I'm sticking with my
horrible rationale.
I'm sticking with my original. It's number one
in
the store.
You know what?
I think she's setting a precedent by putting something on and it could be anything. Yeah. And we would expect it to be like vibrators and like porn star stuff.
I didn't think that. I don't think she uses vibrators. I think she's a woman of God.
She's fucking using Matt Rife every day, for God's sake. All right,
Ralph, you have to drop it with this guy. He is your enemy for some reason. He's 23 years old.
You guys are going to be so surprised with my wish list.
All right, Shannon, we're locked in. It is on her list.
Okay, Kylie, do you know the answer?
Yes, I know the answer.
Tell them.
It is on my wish list.
All right, I was right.
So all right, guys, everybody take something off.
What do I
all
take
right.
off?
No, you stay still. We're going to peel down.
Oh, okay.
No, whatever you want, whatever item you want is up to
you. Whatever, I can take off my
however you're comfortable.
You can take off your shoes for sure.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
I can take off my top.
Okay.
I'll take off my top.
You see how quickly I said okay on that?
Hold on.
Before she was even done with the sentence.
I think she's worried about what you're going to do if she doesn't take off her top, though, Ralph. I think you make chicks uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's why her guy is locked up outside.
Does Ralph make you uncomfortable? You can be honest.
He likes this shit.
All right. Good start. I feel like we're already on a good start, everybody. Hold on. All right. Get the boys in order. All right, Shannon.
Yeah, so, it was on my wish list. Good job, guys.
Get close to the mic, please, Kylie.
I just want it for the back of my bed, you know? Like, give it that aesthetic.
That's
the
thing that
feeling.
Only a chick is going
to
have.
I try to keep lights as far away from the bed as possible.
I try to decorate my house by these guys buying it for me.
Right, but I'm just saying that.
I like to fuck by the light of local news on a television in a totally dark room.
That's too bright for me. I have a little red light. I want it as dark as possible. I don't want fucking anyone to see me.
I really. The worst thing, especially in hotels as much as I am, when you walk somebody and it looks like a dungeon, he goes, this isn't as scary as I want it to look. I just don't like looking in mirrors that much.
All right, Shannon. Number two. Okay, so.
These are wall decor letter signs.
Okay. It says home, by the way.
With a butterfly.
Now, she is Puerto Rican, and it is tacky.
By the way, here's what I think. I hate that I'm thinking.
Why doesn't it say Casa? You're right. This is bullshit, Shannon. It's not her on her wish list. That's something you want because you're lame and you want your cats to go up.
Yeah,
because
it has a butterfly on the top right too, which is a Shannon thing.
Also, Shannon, you love butterflies, you dumb asshole.
But here's the thing: I do feel if I'm being.
Do you have a dead relative named Homer you can't afford to mourn yet?
I don't know if I put this on here.
But here's the thing: I do feel it kind of is in line with the thing we saw last.
I think this is no go. I say no way.
It has 2,000 ratings. It's popular, but I'm going with no. I'm on a no as well. It's also a little obvious to do one yes, one no right away. I don't know.
No, it's not. Remember, Zach can make an argument that we all fall in line.
We're listening to you, Zach, but I do think the butterfly makes me think of Shannon.
That, and I feel like she's not going to have silver and gold in the same, unless it's different rooms.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think, how old are you?
21.
She doesn't. Yeah, she's older. At does not feel like home yet.
Yeah. That's good. Also, like that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. She's like in.
And also,
even if it's a great place, I'm just saying. I don't think you think it's your forever place at 21 years old. I don't think you get the.
Yeah.
And what about this idea also? The fact that some dude that jerked off to her is buying the things at home?
It's also $22, which seems like it's also fucking cheap shit.
Yeah, I feel like she's going to get that. She'll get like, they would be 100 something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'd be nicer.
Yeah.
We're locked in it now?
I'm locked in it now.
Yeah, locked in it now. Shannon?
No, because I feel like Kylie can't remember if it is yes or no.
I can't. Honestly, I feel like I can't remember if it is. I know I've seen it, but I don't know if I put it on my wish list.
Uh-oh.
But you have to let me know if I did or didn't. Okay. Because I feel like I did, but I also feel like I didn't.
Okay, so the general consensus is no.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, this was on my wish list.
It is on
our
list.
So you guys have to get it for me.
We gotta buy it.
It's probably...
At least we got on the cheap one. All right, we gotta do a shot, we gotta buy that, Jay.
You got to get him a good one.
No, you're getting a home fucking
seat. You're getting that shitty $20 one.
It's okay. It's fine. We'll just build it up.
Fuck. God damn it. I was right about the logic of them being
but
both.
But hey, yo, now step I up. Get that and I can put it.
Yo, Kylie, step up your wall decor game. You're coming at this thing all shitty.
I'm not good at interior design. I've literally just
obviously. Added,
I know.
I'll chip in really for the replaceable W&R.
You guys need to help me
why don't you hang a fucking McDonald's hamburger wrap on the wall.
I really like that, Zach. That was good.
You guys are coming for me.
That was for us, Joe.
That was really good. God damn it. I'm happy that we're wrong on a $20 one. I'll say that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, next.
Next one.
Okay, here's the next one.
Let me want to look at it.
A vacuum.
Eureka Power Speed Lightweight. Bagless upright vacuum cleaner.
Okay, now it is a pet one, so I feel like she strikes me someone that probably has a pet.
I feel like it too, yeah. A small dog
or
a couple cats is my guess. And and as a new dog owner myself, I know, and we have a shitty dog. It's a thing.
And it is pricey. It's probably one of the...
Not that pricey, actually, in the world of vacuum cleaners.
No, I wouldn't know that.
So it's not so bad. I don't know. I think she'd be a Dyson girl.
Here's the other thing, by the way. There's no way, and I don't mean to be overthinking this, she wouldn't put two yeses, then a third yes?
Ralph, you're overthinking that. You shouldn't. She could have rolled the dice on that. Doesn't matter.
I think it's a no, is what I think.
That's not even a fun way to play
the
game.
Also, by the way, Shannon's favorite color is purple.
But you're not playing the game fun.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're trying to figure out like what she's thinking logistically versus like, would this something that Kylie needs?
Yeah. I wonder if she has a pet.
A Puerto Rican girl with a vacuum? Someone's been in my search history.
I'm like so vanilla porn star-y is me.
Mm.
It's like...
I'm going
well, especially my wish list.
You know what
like,
it is, by the way?
It's just shit that I just don't want to buy.
Don't give them hints.
Here's the thing did not know because I think I've bought maybe two vacuums in my life. The fact that that's not an expensive vacuum makes me think she wouldn't put it on there.
I think she's going Dyson. Everyone, if you look up vacuums, the first five best vacuums are Dyson.
Okay. So I'm in the no category.
Eureka, this is garbage shit.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Zachy, do you have any
Bobby,
any
didn't your uncle who used to rape you have a Eureka?
No, when he saw Bobby naked for the first time, he went, Eureka,
I can fuck this kid.
Bobby, is it true this is the best vacuum for covering up the tears of a boy?
It's also the sound hides the rape noises. Yeah.
Is it a wet dry?
Is this the best
really
vacuum for picking up bloody Legos?
I'm saying no.
Yeah, I'm in on a no as well.
See, I was on no until I feel like Shannon and her just had a fucking moment where Shannon was like, don't give them hints.
Oh. No, it's just for the whole list in general. I don't
all right,
give
then I'm
going to
clock in no with you guys.
Okay, we're locking in no's? We're locked in at no.
All right, the answer is yes, this isn't her.
Fuck!
Damn.
Hey, okay.
So my logic is out the window from now on. It doesn't even matter.
I guess I put that on there. I don't remember. I guess if it's cheap, then
you
it
did.
Is cheap.
I guess we're learning right now that Kylie's cheap.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I learned
really
about you is you do not research
girl.
Vacuum cleaners.
Yeah,
Eureka. Why don't you buy it off the TV while you're at it?
Well, we are not doing good in this right now, guys.
At the fucking 2 a.m.
I'm hammered and no one's naked.
That's the story of my life.
I'm drunk and my dick is so soft. Bobby, I'm feeling uncomfortable. Would you mind, please? Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Okay, all right. Good reset. I feel better now.
Let me shake it off. Now I'm going to shake it off. I'm shaking it off.
Kylie, would you acknowledge, as most people have, that even if you were in the worst mood, how much Bobby twerking to that song makes you happy?
No, it definitely
does. It really makes it changes the energy of the room.
It was so good.
And Bobby, thank you for wearing the relaxed pants to really get into it. That really fucking helps.
Those pants, I don't mind saying, show off them curves. Dude, you got a banging body, dude. Yo, don't let people tell you you don't have a banging ass body. Right. Your body's like Plitow.
That's.
I hate to talk Nick Cannon Plitow. Wilding out to you. Oh, you got booty like Jigga Bang.
You're so street. All right, we're not doing well right now. We're 1-2.
What are you talking about, dude?
Well, that's good. Well, for me,
I'm off my ass.
All right, let's see it. Oh my God, what the fuck is that?
This is a rose toy. It's a clitoral nipple and nipple stimulator.
Hmm.
Rose sucking vibrator.
Hmm. Rose toy for women.
For sure.
I don't think so.
Well, I'd say it's the most popular one. No, you're right. But now I'm starting to think Shannon's not going to keep cramming us with yeses.
Here's the thing. I've bought one of these for my chick, and it was way more money than this. I feel like this is a cheap
one. It's a cheapy one.
Yeah, but we've already learned she has a cheap fucking taste.
That's a good real one. I know, but this one.
But also, she probably gets a lot of good adult toys in
She's
the
She's got
industry.
A professional pussy, Ralph. All right, she's only going to go with the Cadillac of clit
suckers. That's what I mean. I'm saying that she probably gets much better quality toys just on set.
Yeah, not a $40 clit sucker.
No, no one was a $40 clit
Wasn't
sucker.
Wasn't that Bobby's nickname in high school?
$40 clit sucker? Yeah. For sure. But it was 40 CS they called it. I'm not going to say the whole thing every time.
Yeah, it was just easier.
That's
it was
funny,
easier to
funny.
Abbreviate it.
I know. Well, I know for sure Shannon got the purple one.
It's on back
she
order.
She loves sucking her clit with
Shannon.
A little rose.
She ordered 40 of them.
Yeah,
I think that's not. I don't think she got this. I'm sticking.
Shannon sent this one back because her clit was too big for the hole.
Never in all my life.
They didn't know she did. She has a BWC, a big white clit. Sorry, I don't mean to talk Craigslist ads to you guys.
Big white C.
I feel like because it's the first sex toy, it's here to throw us off.
And it's also cheap.
It's cheap.
Shannon's trash
She's
garbage.
She's not picking a cheap fucking sex toy for these
Oh, yeah. What's going to be next? An above ground pool? Go fuck yourself, Shannon. The answer is no.
No. I'm in a no.
I'm going no.
Do you want to tell them, Kylie?
Yeah, it is not on here.
All right.
Is it? Right?
It is not on there.
Yeah. Take off your boot.
I know.
Take off your fucking boot.
It is not. I have a really nice one from Doc Johnson. Right,
of course you do.
There you do. Yes. All right. So we went around. Well,
yes.
Time for you to do something.
What do
In
I
theory.
Do?
I'm trying to be nice
about
it.
I don't
want to
like,
get off
start
those sticky,
too soon.
Sticky
do you
boots.
Have, do you guys blur this or what? Like,
no.
Am I allowed to show my tits?
Of course you are.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Behind
It'll
a paywall.
It'll be blurred on YouTube.
Yeah. No, on YouTube,
okay.
It's blurred.
I'm going to take off my tits.
All right. You're going to take off your tits? That's weird.
I mean.
Leave the shirt on, though.
Or should I just tee you guys, though? I don't
you
have
You can do it. It's fine. It's
just
fine.
Take off the tits. It's going to freak everybody out.
Just
leave the shirt on.
That's what we're here for.
That is what we're here for.
I'm a Cenobite.
All right. Welcome to this fucking Thunderdome.
Hey, Ralph, can you not have a 1980s shitty movie reaction to everything? Why don't you why don't you turn your head and lower your glasses a little bit to the front of your nose? Chick-a-pa. He goes, I think we're going to like it here.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck yeah.
I'll have another.
I'll have what she's having.
Damn,
Let's
dude.
Take another shot.
I could be fingering a baby while I'm doing it. No one's looking at me.
Oh, God damn it.
What if
Slide
I get
a little
cold.
Closer. I'm sorry.
You yeah, hey, noticed it. Shannon, can you bring up the temperature in here a little?
It's getting hot.
Or Bobby, who's already here. Sorry, Shannon.
Thank you.
Well, that was rude.
Way to disrespect Shannon.
Yeah, no. I have a really good clit vibrator from Doc Johnson, and it actually sucks my whole, it like suctions my whole vagina, mm-hmm. and then it has like a clit section.
Can I ask you a question?
I got my girlfriend a clit stimulator from Doc Martin. I put her a big boot and kick her in the pussy. She's in the weird
Doc
shit.
Martin.
How much is the Doc Johnson one? It's a relative cost, do you know?
Over a bill.
It would probably like $100 something. Well, yeah. I get it for free because I'm actually an ambassador for them.
That's what I knew. It. I nailed
My pussy
it.
Pussy is molded.
I nailed it. All right.
What's the UN like?
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, next one.
Or were you bringing it to the Geneva Convention?
Oh, this is interesting. Now we're talking.
It's a smart light bar, smart for LED music lights. And
now this is youth. This is where youth comes in. Because,
this is fucking interesting.
Because Dylan suggested I get these. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It is the dumbest thing, but I know I'm an old man. Popular.
They're very popular.
Oh, it's fuck.
I don't get it. It like does the lights that are on your TV behind your TV. Yeah. It seems like a real dumb thing.
It's a dumb thing, but it's definitely popular with the youngins.
But she's 21. Does she sit and watch a lot of TV and movies? I think her life is fucking gangbangs and fun.
Yeah, but why would... I don't know.
All the more reason to make TV time special.
You're not wrong.
Hmm.
Damn it.
I don't know.
What do you guys think?
I was so confident.
I feel that it is. I feel it's a yes. Because it seems like a young douchebag thing to get. That's what I think it is.
Wow, dude. That's uncomfortable. Why would you call her a friend a douchebag if she says yes? But yeah, yes now. She's a douchebag, you just said.
Dylan wants
it. Okay.
Damn, Dylan loves it.
Thank God you're bisexual. You're never going to get chicks, Ralph. Not with that attitude. But Dick's all about this.
Jay, what are your thoughts? Instead of shitting on me.
They're cheaps. I think they're shitty. I say no. But I think Shannon's garbage ass wants these for sure.
Right, so Zach, you're going to be the tiebreaker on this. I mean, yes, he's a no.
I think never underestimate a Puerto Rican person's desire to add LEDs to something.
God damn it, you're not wrong. If this was a Honda Accord, she was souping up, I'd say yeah.
The underside of Honda.
Look, you're not wrong. Listen, if it was a ceiling fan for a Toyota Corolla, I'd say sure, it's Puerto Rican.
Oh my God, why is that
a margarita
so
machine
true?
Or a fajita skillet inside the glove compartment box? But I don't know about souping up her TV. Did she think she pimped her TV?
I don't even know.
Yo, dog, we gonna put some candy in the on your TV.
That's my exhibit impression.
That's pretty good. It could be a no too, though. I don't know.
I'm going with. I still think no.
Can I ask a very ignorant question?
Sure.
Do you shoot content in your home?
No, I always go to someone's house.
I was gonna say if she
I shoot my own
stuff,
content like solos myself.
But, so I'm saying it might be for the background of shots.
Oh, really?
For solo stuff.
She goes, yeah, I think enjoyed watching her masturbate, but watching The Mandalorian really come to life in the background was pretty great.
You know what? I'm gonna.
She helps me grow goo.
Did you ever see episodes of Friends with lights blinking behind the TV?
I'm gonna shock everyone right now. I think I'm going to switch to no.
Really?
I feel like no on these. Again, I think it's something that she'd get a higher caliber.
Because also,
she's let me down before.
Here's what I think.
I see her more as the stringed light, like the stringed LED lights.
I think this
that
is
go around the top, like the wire that goes around.
Yes, exactly.
The corners.
All day Christmas lights. That's very Puerto Rican.
I feel this is like something.
Although she does defy the odds. She's 21 years old and she's not a great grandmother, so yes. That's pretty exciting too. She hasn't offered me my A's yet or any kind of tortilla. Yeah.
I feel like it's something.
Do you like corn? Empanada, though.
Do you like corn tortilla or flour tortilla?
I like flour.
Get closer to the
mic. That's not Puerto Rican at all, dude.
Flour.
That's Taco Bell Mexican. I'm in. I think
Taco
I love her just
Bell
for saying
Mexican.
That.
All right, I'm out. I'm saying it's not real. It's
I'm
not
saying
her
no.
List. Not her list. Not her list.
Nope. Me too. No.
That is correct. It is not.
Not her list. And when I picked it, I didn't know what it even was. I just saw LED lights and I was like, oh, that seems like a thing a girl would want.
I don't know what it is. Is it like big or is it a small little LED thing?
I don't know the answer.
Oh, I'm so glad that I switched my fucking.
I'd say start pulling out one pube at a time for everything to go wrong.
Well, let me take off my shoe.
Oh, what a big leap from boobs to shoes.
While we're waiting for the shoe, Jay, I got to tell you, Korn's new hot sauce, Here to Slay.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
They're getting in the real. Products in that because there's also Freak on a Leash dog. Toy
That's
company.
Smart.
And they have a makeup line
That's
too.
Cute socks that she's got on.
Those socks are garbage. If I was your boyfriend, I'd get mad at you because I bet you wear them a lot. And
no,
stop wearing
I
those
really
high waisted sweatpants, you
I
pig.
I bought them from New York for here because they're thick. They're like thick.
Man.
Because they're like, it's cold out here.
It's cute the first time.
Thank
but then
you.
When you're dating, you're like, what are you doing? Stop putting on your dirty sweat socks.
Can we take a break from the game for 1 second? To ask, I know that the little story on the side that Paco brought you to his room or you went to her room?
No, he came to my room.
To her room.
Okay. And somehow you got emotional. Is that what happened? I don't know. Because I think he probably.
Well, she was terrified. He came through the air conditioning system.
It was like right after the AVN Awards, I think. And I was going
emotional.
Back to the room.
Mad that you lost?
And I was emotional. I guess I was mad that I lost because I didn't win because that's just
you saw Paco doing
fuck.
Some sort of Hawaiian fire dance?
Yes. Well, I went down to the pizza place and he was there and we came up and we smoked the J and
was he smooth? Did he say, hey, I want to come back to your place?
Yeah, he was pretty smooth. I think I'm the one
Did he tell you lost
him.
His penis in an accident?
You know, I don't know.
He didn't tell you about the accident.
Still no, works. I don't know. No cum comes out.
Yeah, it's air.
But it
still works. You just have to trust him.
Yeah, I did trust him. That's the thing. I did trust him.
It's Asian cum, so there's MSG in it.
I wasn't. I'm not really good with it, either. Right? Like with like trying to get it on with someone. So maybe he didn't want to get it on with me. But he, I was just you, very.
Did you?
Emotional.
Were you very? Did you bring him back because you found him attractive, or you brought him back because you think this is a harmless guy that I can talk to? The second one. Okay, it's good to know. Good to know. All right.
Well, little do you know that when you
I didn't
want to
fuck anyone. I didn't fuck anyone in AVN.
Yeah, me
I was
either. Other than Jay,
I didn't
no
fuck
one.
Anyone, and I still, well, not anymore. I was a 2023 virgin for AVN during that whole time. So I didn't fuck anyone for 2023 in AVN.
I mean, for the three
me
days
too.
That you were there?
Yeah.
Me too, I guys. Either. I didn't.
I mean,
yeah.
Shannon, what do you
think? Why didn't fuck anyone in AVN?
Like, but is that, I didn't is feel that like content? There was an. I didn't feel like there was a thing where I was like, oh, this is where I'd meet somebody to fuck.
I didn't feel that
no,
way at all.
Well, I had a lot of friends that like went and left to go. Like, they were like, oh, I'm going to go fuck this like one friend while I was up partying and stuff. And I'd be like, okay, you go have fun.
Well,
like,
I can say, was, you know, there's mean. A guy that we were using also to help book guests on the show. And I hadn't heard from him the last couple of days. He goes, I'm sorry, like so many of my clients got something at AVN.
Yeah.
Oh, that was another big thing. I know a couple, Mo the Monster told me he wasn't coming out to the AVNs because he said there is a couple things running through the industry right now that he's just going to stay
was,
away
it
from
it. It was chlamydia and shit.
Yeah, I say that's why I didn't get laid. Because
chlamydia and gonorrhea.
All right, yeah. So
Ralph thinks he's doing a scat play.
Yeah, that's why.
I told him, you got to do the X-Biz Awards out in Japan.
That's right. That's a special, they have a special award for me.
That's German shit,
all right,
bro.
So Paco was harmless. That's what it was.
Yeah, he was just very harmless. And I loved talking to him. He was honestly really nice.
He was great.
He's a sweet boy with no penis, apparently. Okay, so let's go to
I don't know by his outfit, but he's in a 98-degree cover band.
I didn't check. I don't know. I feel bad. Maybe he didn't want to, but I just wasn't in that vibe.
Maybe he didn't want to, or maybe he did want to.
Did, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm sure he did.
I would imagine he did.
He probably had cello lessons
in the morning.
I'm
just also very, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. He can't hear you right now, so don't worry about it.
He can't hear?
Well, he can.
You guys can't hear out there?
Don't ruin it for me. I was trying to make that happen. All right, Shannon, what's the next one?
Paco.
Okay.
I would have fucked you at the AVNs. You didn't put it out, dude.
Paco, I would have easily done it. All right. Paco,
you totally could have fucked me after I cried on your shoulder that one night.
If I was feral, I'm sure. He was still very an attractive man, so I'm sure I would have fucked him. But I didn't fuck anyone in AVN.
Can I just check? You said feral and not viral, right?
Feral. A little bit of both. Yeah, feral. If I was feral, I'm sure I would have fucked. Paco is a really hot guy. Look at him.
Oh, look at Paco. Now he's back in the game. Oh, look at Paco now. He stopped crying. He stopped crying, Paco. That's great. All right, play the next one.
If he wasn't hot, I would have taken to my room.
All right, that's nice. Look at that. Okay.
He's COVID patient zero.
Yeah. All right, by the way, too cheap, no fucking way. $17? No way.
Can I say also something?
I
don't think that's not, and Kylie, you are hot. That is not your body type at all. I don't think you're buying something that doesn't represent what you would see yourself in.
These are Shannon's shitty ass underwear.
I can't remember.
Shannon, these are your crud ass underwear.
Do you think I wear lingerie to come to Gas Digital?
Do you get them in red because you refuse to wear tampons?
You know, I hate wearing tampons,
I'm saying there's no fucking way. $17?
I
no
can't remember.
Fucking way.
If it was from years ago. I put it on my wish list.
And
if,
Zach, you have any input?
Shannon, before you order those, those are going to chafe your clit.
Her big monster clit.
Your BWC?
Your BWC is going to get chafed up on that with that fucking lace made out of twine.
I made a BMC.
Who
I
am I buying
monster.
Lingerie for? Just curious.
What?
Who's going to ever see it? Why would I buy it?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I just say that makes more sense with your big crazy titties.
All right. I'm in it. We're all in no's. We're all in no's?
I'm a no, yeah.
I don't remember, so you're going to tell me.
Shannon?
It is no.
All right, thank God.
No, I don't think I'd put that on there.
All right, we're winning. That
show
means that,
your socks.
Show your other sock. Show your other sock.
Show your sock.
I hope you're wearing long johns.
It'd be cool if the other sock doesn't match. What is she doing?
That's pull it off for me.
Oh, she's asking to help out, Jay.
Please, I can't really reach.
You think it's like, there you go.
Jay's having a hard time.
I really am.
Jay, is it getting to the bedroom with you is like?
Oh, if he broke her ankle just there. Clip.
High ankle sprain.
There's the other sock, guys.
There you go.
It's pretty clean to be white.
That's pretty good.
Why do you still get white socks? It's insane. Is that a Captain Crunch on the side?
I matched my white shirt. I matched my socks with my shirt. So I have a black shirt with black socks.
For God's sakes, get closer to the microphone, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know. It gets good. Shitty sometimes.
Sorry.
I know. I really do talk a lot.
No, that's fine. It's just that just talk on the mic is all I ask you to do.
Talk on the mic.
Okay, Shannon. Let's go to the next one. This is a good one.
Yes, I'm just going to guess. I'm saying yes for sure.
That feels like yes. The right price point.
Different colors. It's a whole thing.
It's the right thing.
She does stuff at home.
It's the whole kit.
Yeah, it's the whole kit.
That way somebody doesn't have to explain everything you need.
Yeah.
I like this one.
Yeah, I like this one. I'm in on this. We're all in?
Yeah. Yes.
The answer is no, this is not.
I actually have a really nice setup that my little,
Ralph, pull your dick out.
Tony actually got me a really good
Big Dick Tony out there, is that?
Yeah, Big Dick Tony out there. He got a really good setup for me, so I don't need those.
Way to go, Big Dick.
Probably with a dick.
Yes. Got some production lights for me.
Most of it's based off his dick.
So that, by the way, that was the first one where we just have to do the shot.
So wait, the shot? So you guys don't get that for me?
No, we don't get that.
No, but then I get a different item for you, though.
You picked a different. She picked a different item for you.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. That's how, cool, we're not fucking around here. Come on now.
Yeah.
I think we got
another White Claw, please, from somebody.
I'm down for another White Claw, too.
Okay. Like Shannon's got to go get it.
Hey, Paco, take your sensitive hot ass and get us some White Claws.
My tits feel good, guys.
I'm going to have to take your word for that, unfortunately.
Oh, they taste better. It's audio. They taste better. I can't believe we're fucking.
I can't believe I can't believe Jay speaks so well while tasting the tits.
I can't believe me and Ralph are DVing you. Shannon's masturbating her BWC over your face.
And squirted all over you. It's wild.
Bukkake City. Cream pie from Shannon's Big Fat Clip.
All right, next. By the way, Shannon, at this point, have you been tracking wins and losses? Where are we at?
Yes. So it is 3 for Kylie, 4 for you guys.
Oh, good. Good, good. Nice. We're winning a little bit. Okay. All right, so we have to buy 2 shirts, 2 items. Okay. All right, next one. Ooh, interesting. Knives.
Nope. Too cheap.
Knives. They are cheap knives.
Very cheap.
But we've learned that she has cheap.
67% off, though.
But she also has cheap. She has cheap fucking vacuum cleaner.
If there's one thing Latinos know, dude, it's knife play. And they're not going to fucking take a $65. What if somebody breaks in the house and you got to cut him on his face, let him know what's up?
What's the brand? I've never even heard of that brand. What does it say?
Oh, it's the chef.
Asternac?
I don't think they're... Oh, yeah. Astercook.
Astercook.
Oh, Astercook.
The good old Astercook.
They're big out west.
If it was a Spanish name, I would have been leaning more into it.
I don't know if you know
it,
but the butcher knife is so...
Astermouth. That would be great.
The butcher knife is so sharp, it's got a little ting thing at the bottom. No,
that's how you know it's good.
It's so sharp.
I feel like it's a no. I feel it's a no. Zach, you have any input before we lock it in?
Although the wicker handles are an enticing thing.
Are those wicker?
It looks, that's the texture looking thing.
Should I scroll down to the details?
No, just hover over the picture.
Oh, no,
I like
it's not
wicker.
It's like, nah, and these suck.
They look shitty. They look shitty.
If you want these, you're an idiot.
There's the tank.
Carly, I don't mean to attack, but if you like these, you're stupid as shit.
Now, I'm not judging your aesthetic, but based on the home sign and the lights, I feel like all black knife wear is not going to go with the aesthetic.
That's actually right.
BBKs?
Too.
BBKs? Big black knives?
I don't think it goes with the aesthetic.
I think you're right. The other stuff looked more, homey. This looks like almost like modern.
Yeah, this is
I get it, dude. Nice play. Black knives, homie. That was good. That wasn't bad.
Are we all in no's? Are we all no's?
I'm going with no on this one.
God, all right. If we get this wrong, then it's an even game.
Yes.
Shannon,
I don't remember, but I think
titties.
It is on my wish list.
Opening up the door before you come in the room, princess.
Is it?
It is on her list.
Yeah, I think it is. Because my apartment is like all black, like handles and stuff.
Well, I hope
you got a knife sharpener.
According to Jay, you're a piece of shit. Is that what it was?
It's okay.
Yeah, just so you know, Carly, you're hot and all, but you're a piece of shit.
It's okay. Thanks. You're a piece of shit.
Hey, I mean, you're
too.
Cool. Yeah, you're cool and all, but like,
we're
you're a piece
cool
of shit.
Piece
Hell
of shit.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit, too.
I am a piece of shit, too.
Wow. All right, so we're now.
I'm only calling you that because you called me that.
No.
Wow.
You apologize. It's a comedy show.
Yeah, it's a comedy show.
We're all pieces of shit.
We're all pieces of shit.
How we got here?
No, but honestly, I don't even look at what the item is or how cheap it is.
Obviously.
Yeah, of course.
I just look at what it looks like.
Just buy it, you dumb fat idiot in Iowa.
Yeah, literally. Like, I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
just,
here, look at my butthole.
Just fucking add this on my fucking wish list.
Questions.
Okay, cool, fine,
Questions,
whatever.
Young lady. How often is something showing up at your door that's on your wish list?
Once a week, honestly.
Once a week. Okay, that's nice.
I have a good thing. Last week, a guy ordered a rug. Like, it was like 12 to 10 feet, a rug. Really.
And do they tell you ahead of time, hey, I'm sending you something?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, they want the credit. No,
I thought they might do it afterwards. All my pots and pans, my picture frames.
They got on the floor. She's going to give someone else the credit. He goes, did you send me that rug? You go, Yeah, she's, yeah. I'm going to dildo my asshole for you right now. And then you got to be mad if it's like, wait, that wasn't you?
Is there a guy or two that has gotten you multiple things? Like yeah. many, many things?
Yeah, I'm getting a coffee machine next week.
Oh, God. His name's Morbidly Obese Randy, and he has to get cut out of his house in a couple weeks.
I'm going
to
ask you a very stupid question. Jay's going to hate this. Can I ask you what kind of coffee machine, based on what I've just seen, is it real garbage?
I don't know. And she knows. I'm sure she knows.
Is it on there?
Take that off the list now.
Is it on the list?
Yes.
Oh, so sorry.
It's on the list.
So sorry,
Shannon.
What brand was it, Shannon?
Fucking Keurig, maybe?
Oh, God damn it. Garbage.
What is it?
People love
Keurig. Keurig? Yeah, Keurig. I don't even drink coffee. I just want it for the aesthetic of my house.
The garbage aesthetic?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the next one.
I'm not good with interior design. I'm like not good at it.
What are you talking about? I hope you're not wrong with that.
I just got the word home for you. Honestly, if it was up to me, I would put like different things on my Amazon wish list, like brand stuff. But I can't really put like nice stuff that isn't on Amazon.
Amazon doesn't have really, really nice stuff. You know? Honestly.
Yeah. So it's like on my Amazon wish, I'm very limited with what I can't put.
Let me ask you this, Shannon. And by the way, I know Jay may disagree with this one. I'm going to throw this out there. I believe right now we are dead heat even. 4-4.
Right? 4-4. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So what I would say, because we're going to run out of time and we got to do the first with her, what I say we make this one for
all the marbles?
All the marbles. So if we get it right,
you have to take out your butt plugs.
In theory, getting potentially naked. And if we get it wrong, we will buy the other items, whatever. Not all the items,
you
obviously.
Sleep at night.
But we have to figure out a certain amount of items that would be fair. I don't know what that
four,
is.
So four. Yeah. 4 items so far.
So we'd have to buy another something else.
Yeah, you know we just furnish your whole house for $60.
Are you okay with
Thank
that
God
idea?
She's
I'm
low
fine
rent,
with
dude.
That idea. Okay.
All right, Shannon, so the last one.
Fucking Tony's out there celebrating new knives. Big Dick Tony.
He's flipping knives out there.
Big ass
Dick Tony.
So this is like not expensive, but perfume.
Yes. I say yes. I say that it is on.
Wait a minute, it's not. Is it perfume? It is perfume.
It is perfume. It's $130. I think it's good perfume.
Flower Bomb is a weird name, but it seems it does feel on brand.
What?
Meaning, like it looks like something that you would like
perfume.
No, but this look at the box. It looks very. I don't know.
It's got a wax stamp, like it was an invitation from a vampire.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I'm going yes on this.
I think it's a yes.
Me too. I'm going yes too. Crank your nips, and the answer is
yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I love Flower Bomb.
Tom, why don't you stay on your tiptoes and make
favorite.
It weirder when you come over? What's up? What's going on over there? Still wearing pants, you piece of shit.
Yeah, put it back in your pants there, fucking
Easy, dude. That's Paco's girlfriend,
Your fucking wife is here. Come on now.
Paco, where are you? Yeah.
I love that.
You, Paco.
Paco had to leave Okinawa over a fight with Sato about her.
I love that horny Tom looks like Beaker from the Muppets.
I love how whenever there's a hot girl here, they all come out of the woodwork.
I am a man.
No one here is working.
Not at all. Not even a little bit. They don't even breathe. At least hold the laptop. Make it look like you're doing something.
Luckily, no one's able to walk past Tony's big dick to get to her. That's right, guys. It's like the ultimate
Tony
velvet rope.
I'm shared.
All right. Well, now we like Tony. Okay, so.
Hey, Tony.
In theory now, as we won this one, this is on you to decide what you want to do, but we got to do the first also.
Okay.
Do you want to do the first, Jay? And then.
For what?
In theory, she's going to get naked. We were right.
What's the theory?
I mean, I'm not going to force her to do it.
Really? This will be the first person held down and took their pants off aggressively?
Hey, I mean, I have that court case happening in Iowa. So.
Well, let her be. It's up to you. Kylie, what do you want to do? What would you rather do? You're the rocket.
I mean, I have two pants on, so it would be a struggle to put take them both off. But, I mean,
You
pull them down your knees. It's up to you. We don't want you to be uncomfortable. Whatever you want to do.
The real question is who got hard at the word struggle.
What's like something else rather than me getting?
We could hang you from hooks by your back skin.
I don't know what
like
the right.
Are you into Cronenberg right style
now.
Body?
You're not going to be blurred. You'll be blurred out on YouTube. The paid subscribers do see it.
Oh.
You won't be on YouTube. No one's going to see this. Obviously.
Shit on the table.
I'll do something weird.
I'm just throwing ideas.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't you have to get naked?
No,
of course not.
Get naked.
No.
Yeah.
But I can
shit on the table.
See if I can suck this microphone.
Don't do that. No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. There's too many people. Okay.
Honest to God.
Yeah, that's probably worse than anything else. All right, well, why don't we just take the victory lap then? I don't want to make you do anything you want to do.
Well, show me your dick, Ralph. I came all
right,
out
I'm
here.
Coming over.
Ralph, let me see your dick. Shit, dude.
Show us the dick.
We got to do the first with her, and then we'll wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon?
The first time ever I saw concert Detroit.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time. Your first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll.
Ralph, did we ask her this at the AVNs?
Did we?
On the show? We must have.
Did we?
I think so. I mean, ask again just in case, but I'm pretty sure we must have.
Did we ask you this when we did the show?
Yeah, Paco says, yeah, for sure.
Paco has to memorize.
Remember I got banned from Towel?
Oh, yeah.
I can cut it out of that one if you want.
No, leave it in that episode. You're right. God damn it.
I got banned from Towel.
I remember that whole story now. Yeah, come on now.
Remember you promised me she was going to show butthole and we hear the firsts?
Yes, that's what she said. She said she was going to do that.
Not your fault, Cardi. Ralph's a fucking failure.
I don't know what I said.
I like that. Right, why don't we just look at they're all like hawks, these fucking guys. All right, let's do
make way, dude.
Look, they're all like, Pop's I need to write the whatever he's doing, rolling a joint here, but let me do it right in the fucking view.
I want to smoke that joint
of the window, you fucking
all
animal.
Smoke a joint. Then you're gonna go fucking make out with Paco by a koi pond.
Paco, let's go. Hey,
Paco, you better go. Maybe the fucking big dick Tony's gonna be watching. All right, let's do the plug.
Let's go get pizza and fuck.
Paco, go get pizza then fuck behind one of your
pizza
bamboo and tissue doors at your dojo.
Come on, Paco, you better lay that.
Paco, let her slide down those genie pants.
Paco, come on, you have to be the first Asian to give me a squirt too.
Yeah. Oh, damn, Paco.
Paco, one caveat: Tony's gonna watch and he's gonna have his dick out the whole time.
Boy, I gotta fucking
don't
fuck
be
you.
Weird.
Don't be weird.
Right. Paco, don't be weird, dude. So what? Tony's going to have his huge pig out and watch you fucking bang his girlfriend. You're so cool. What else you got going on tonight?
Oh, God. All right, Kylie, get all your plugs in right now, please.
Anything Paco.
What does that
mean? I mean, like your Instagram, anything you want to promote.
Oh, okay. So
I hope somebody
Instagram
home
laughed
at that great, what's your plugs? And I said, Paco.
Paco is my plug.
You guys have been great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm not being racist, but let Paco do the butt. Tony does the puss. I don't know. I'm just saying if you're guessing. If you're guessing, I'd go Asian guy
that's
butt.
That's a fair guess.
If I was just guessing. I don't know. Maybe Paco's rocking
Paco,
a fucking...
Paco, did you hear that? Okay, great.
Yeah, sorry. It's hard to hear.
Paco, sorry you have to do the butt. Sorry.
You have to go slow, though, because I'm not really big butt girl, but it's okay.
Yeah. Paco, do me a favor. Call me when you're trying to toothpick shit out of your dick hole.
You really hold on, Jay. Do you really want him to call you when
do you
he's
call
doing
me while you're doing that? Just because I want to say I was there for that.
That'd be weird if you really wanted to do that.
When you're pulling rice and pigeon peas out of your pubes later.
I just snorted. Oh, that was funny.
All right, Kylie, all your plugs, please.
All my plugs. So my Instagram is Kylie_Rocket_. My Twitter is @RocketKylie, and my OnlyFans is OnlyFans.com/RocketKylie.
Okay, thank you so much, Zachy.
Thank you.
Just @ZachIsNotFunny on Instagram, and February 17th and 18th, I'll be in Saratoga Springs, New York. Come hang out, headlining weekend.
Awesome.
Oh, nice. Oh fuck yeah, dude. That club great too.
Jay?
Have a good laugh.
BigJComedy.com. I'm all over the place. I'm on the road nonstop to the summer. And then some fun announcements coming for the summertime. Also some tours I'm going to be
so
jumping
mysterious
on. But yeah, but as of right now, I'm going to be next weekend. Oh, yeah. We're doing me and Lewis. Lewis is going to come with me. And Paco's going to come with me. I'm doing the Fox Theater in Connecticut. And then we're doing the fucking Wilbur Theater in Boston. And there's only a few tickets left.
Am I right that Paco kind of made that happen by coming to the AVN thing?
Oh, yeah. Paco came. He hung out. And he was like, do you take Dylan all the time? Because he sucks. You should take me.
That's what he said, right?
I was like, way to sandbag your friend.
Yeah.
But I'll do it.
Yeah. By the way, that's 100% how I remember
it. He was like, Dylan doesn't film everything and make guys
and also make
guys.
You extra content.
Like,
and,
you couldn't be more right, dude. Dylan out, Paco in, just like that.
I was glad to be a part
I see
of
how he does it, Kylie. By the way, guy's just got away, hasn't he?
Somehow Tony's out and Paco's in.
Paco,
I don't know.
Honestly,
Paco bent me over a fucking stool at AVN.
He's such a cutie. He's so nice in his aura and his energy. Like, anyone just loves Paco.
Sure, his parents' house smells like seaweed on Thanksgiving, but who cares?
Paco, you better not drop the ball on this one, for God's sakes. Okay.
No, Paco, you better drop your balls on this one. Oh, yeah.
Put them straight deep in my face.
I bet Paco's dick skin is super smooth. I don't even know why I think that. I'm just pretty sure it is.
Probably because you think about it a lot.
I bet it's not tactile veins. I wasn't done, Ralph. Oh, I have so many more plugs, dude.
Sorry.
I got my special coming out now officially in the first week of April. That's when King Rogan says I can do his show.
Okay.
So I'm going to go.
The Lord has hired it.
The Lord has spoken. Yeah. Nice. So special's going to be coming out in April. And again, I'll be that. The Wilbur Theater is crazy. 1,100 seat theater. We have a few tickets left.
Wow.
Fucking
where is
amazing.
That?
It's Boston.
Okay.
Big nice. Theater in Boston. And then after that, I've got fucking Nashville, Tennessee. I've got St. Louis, Cleveland. I'm all over the fucking country. Did fucking 5 sold out shows in Sacramento last week. It's been amazing. But thank you guys all for coming out. BigJComedy.com. The Bonfire, 5 days a week on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Okay. Shannon, your plugs. Yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, and porn stars, and they tell their own personal experiences about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Now, Kylie, do not indicate at all, but we are all going to guess, does Kylie believe in ghosts?
I can tell by her nipples, yes.
Say yes, 100%.
I
Shannon?
I believe in ghosts.
Oh, she's in already. She
sorry.
Does. She believes in ghosts.
That's I do.
Simple
I do.
Enough. All right, follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton, my other podcast on health and wellness, The Good Sugar
it's
Podcast.
It's because she often wakes up with ectoplasm on her. Come on,
thank you guys for
come
having me
now.
Again.
And by the way, The Good Sugar store is opening.
Did Shannon do her plugs?
Yeah, she did. We just did. Yeah. Good Sugar on 3rd Avenue, 69th Street is opening in February. And we're going to.
69.
You get it.
Nice.
We're going to play a song. Sure. And in honor of Paco, let's play that Hawaiian dude that sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, Don Ho.
No, is it Kamazi? Whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know what it is.
Lonesome Don Ho. And you can walk a walk a walk a walk.
What's
that's
the song
Tiny the
Bubbles.
Dirty
that's Tiny Bubbles is.
And you can hook a walk a walk a walk a walk a walk a do.
You know the Somewhere Over the Rainbow song, Shannon, right?
Is that on 51st Dates?
Yeah,
too?
That one. That's a fucking Hawaiian big fat
yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see everyone next time on the SDR show.
Love
bye.
You guys. You're first. Look at my tits. Bye. The
evil that you did it to? Why, oh why can't I
listening to the SDR Show.